This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Around 15,000 New Mexico residents previously ineligible for pandemic stimulus checks have started receiving payments from the state. The group includes undocumented immigrants. Officials with the New Mexico Human Services Department said the $465 relief payments began arriving this week via direct deposit or checks. The state legislature allocated $5 million to the fund for those who hadn't received federal payments in April. Agency officials say that they were able to identify an additional $2 million on top of that. Drawing from unspent federal relief funds, New Mexico's relief package was part of a $330 million appropriation that included additional money for New Mexicans already on unemployment or whose benefits had run out. Yesterday, state health officials reported 1,174 new COVID-19 cases and 40 additional deaths. The Department of Health has identified at least one COVID-19 case in residents and/or staff at 128 long-term care facilities around the state in the past month. The traditional Farolito walk in Santa Fe will become a Farolito drive this year in an effort to adjust the gathering to meet COVID-safe practices. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the city of Santa Fe will permit attendees to the Christmas Eve event as long as they remain in their vehicles. The decades-old tradition typically draws thousands to Canyon Road to view Farolitos, sing carols, and shop. Co-president of the Canyon Road Merchants Association, Carlos Acosta, said yesterday that it was still unclear how many businesses would participate in today's modified event. Acosta said that while at least a handful of galleries were planning to put out farolitos, others had gone out of business or not committed to partaking in the event. Gallery owner Deborah Fritz told the New Mexican that the vendor she orders her farolitos from had only gotten two orders from Canyon Road businesses compared to the usual 40. Fritz will be lighting the traditional lanterns in front of her fine arts gallery, but won't be open for business as in past years. City officials say police will block off streets that intersect with Canyon Road for the drive-through event that is scheduled from 5:15 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. Those on foot will not be permitted to attend. New Mexico health officials are planning for future rounds of vaccine distribution and have set up a new online portal for people to register for eventual vaccination. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said during a briefing Tuesday that New Mexico is offering doses to healthcare workers and staff and residents of long-term care facilities as part of the first phase. Collins said that other groups will be able to schedule their vaccinations as the state receives more information about the number and timing of vaccine shipments in the coming weeks and months. The state has set up a registration app that enables New Mexicans to be notified when they qualify for the vaccine. New Mexico State University announced yesterday that it'll help the health department distribute vaccines to the general public at its campuses throughout the state once doses become available. The school has already lined up equipment and volunteers to support that effort. A newly organized group says that it will represent the interests of bars and entertainment venues in New Mexico that have been closed for most of the year. Matt Kennicott, a former public information officer with the state, is one of the organizers of the New Mexico Bar, Entertainment, and Nightclub Association. He told the Albuquerque Journal that bar owners have been severely impacted by the coronavirus pandemic and have not received much assistance. Bars, indoor movie theaters, and other event venues that have been shuttered since early spring by public health orders from the state, under the state's red to green system of gradually reopening, they would remain closed even if an area reaches the green level. In contrast, breweries and distilleries that serve food have been treated like restaurants under the orders. Kennicott said that bar owners face an additional burden because they still must pay annual state liquor license fees that range from $750 to $1,300. The group is looking to get those suspended and may push for other temporary changes to liquor laws in the upcoming legislative session. It's official, at least according to New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Santa Claus and his reindeer are immune to COVID-19 and can safely visit homes across the state. Lujan Grisham's office yesterday announced that she is issuing a proclamation assuring New Mexico children that health experts had determined that coronavirus poses no danger to Santa or his hooved helpers. This is KUNM.